Yeah, my left muscle lamb.
There was an email, but then again, like.
You didn't know what to do, right?
I thought it was canceled, yeah.
I saw you holding 1,000 spots.
Okay, so today's topic is the sugya of Tukfo Kohen and the Shitas Rambam against the other Rishonim. So we saw in the Gemara in Bava Metzia and Daf Vav Mibes. And the Gemara is trying to figure out the case of Tukfo Echad Befaneinu, so the Gemara brings a raya from Safik Bechoros. The Gemara says, Amalei Rav Hamnuna, Masnisani, Safik Bechoros Echad Bechor Adam, Vechad Bechor Behema, Bein Torim, Bein Tmeim, Motzim Mechavir, all of a raya. So the Gemara quotes the case of Safik Bechor, you can turn the lights on. The Gemara quotes the case of Safik Bechor. So you're not sure if you're chayef to give the Bechor to the Kohen, so the din is Motzim Mechavir, all of a raya. Mitani Allah, Asurim Begizo Vavoda. So the Gemara says that in the case of the Safik Bechoros, there's an Isser Giza Vavoda, which seems to imply that the Kohen has real Baila, so the Kohen has real rights in the Chefetz of the Bechor. So Amar Le'Rabba, Kedusha As Bechor Ka Amar Yisrael, Le'Mem L'Cha Takva Kohen Motzi and Oso Miyado. So really, sorry. So the Gemara says, Asura Giza Vavoda, V'Hacha Damar Takva Kohen Ein Motzi and Oso Miyado. Right, so it seems like the din is takfo koin in motzi no samiado, because if it's in the rishus of the kohen, so motzi mechaver al varaya, v'chilo takfo asur in begiza v'avoda. So it seems that the reason why it's asur begiza v'avoda is because if the kohen is tokef the behema, so in motzi no samiado. Since the kohen would keep it if he was tokef it, that's why even before he's tokef it, there's an isur giza v'avoda. Right, so it's mashma that it really has a din. Bechor, and therefore if the Kohen is toe-faced it, so you could keep it. So Amar Le'Rabba, Kedushas Bechor Karmis, Lo L'Meim L'Cha Takfo Kohen Motzi in Osa Miyado, Afilo Hachi Asurim B'Giz V'Avoda. You wanted to bring a Raya that Takfo Kohen Ein Motzi in Osa Miyado from the Isra Giz V'Avoda. That's not a good Raya, because even if Motzi in Osa Miyado, even if the Kohen can keep it, there still be an Isra Giz V'Avoda, because Bechor is Kadosh Merecha Mimo. The Kedushas Bechor is not Talui on whether the Kohen has rights to keep the Behema. It depends objectively on the status of Kedusha on the Chefetz. So you could have Kedusha even without saying, Takvo Kohen Ein Motzi in Osa Miyado. So then the Gemara says, I'll bring a raya that Takvo Kohen Motzi in Osa Miyado. Tani de Mesai Lecha, Hasvegos Nechnasim Ledir Lehis Aser. So let's say you have a case of Safek Peter Bechor. So the Gemara says that, let's say you have, the normal din is if you have a pater chamor, so you have a chamor, that's a bechor, so the din is you have to be podeh biseh. And then you give the set to a kohen. So let's say you have a suffik pater bechor, you're mesupak whether this animal is a bechor, so you're podeh biseh, so the seh is a suffik pigeon pater chamor. So the Gemara says, ha-svegos nichnasim ledir lehis aser. So you could take, let's say you have 10 of these suffik bechors, Safik pigeon bechor, so you could bring them into your deer, into the enclosure, and be maser one out of the 10. So, from the fact that you could use a safik peter pigeon bechor for your chiyuv maser, the Gemara tries to prove that takfo kohen motzi in osa miyado. Why? Because if the kohen was able to keep the safik pigeon peter chamor, so then you're using that for Meiser is essentially you're patering yourself with Mamon Shel Kohen. So you can't pater your Chiyuv Meiser with something that's going to belong to the Kohen. So the Gemara says, Kamash Mlan, Takvo Kohen, Motzi in Osa Miyado. Right, you see that the Kohen doesn't have rights to it, because had he have rights to it, Ein Motzi in Osa Miyado, then it couldn't be that you're able to pater your Chiyuv Meiser with this Mamon Shel Kohen. That's the Shaka V'Tayra of the Gemara. And Tosos points out, oh, so you see from the siyua of Hasvekos Nechnasim Ledir, right, the Raya of Rabbi Chananya, the Rabbah. So what do you see? The Kenu Maskana Dim Takvo Kohen Motzi in Miyado. So you see from the fact that it's not considered Mamon Kohen L'Inyan Meiser. So you see Takvo Kohen Motzi in Osa Miyado. That's Tosis Raya from the Maskana of the Gemara. The Ramban also, Paskins like Tosos, Takvo Kohen Motzi in Osa Miyado. Just the Ramban brings a raya already from Daf Vav Mid Aleph. On Daf Vav Mid Aleph, we had a shayla bayir b'zer takva echa b'fanenu. We have shnayim ochsim b'talis, and then one of them grabs it from the second party. So the Gemara says, "Echidam yidishaseik odi odile." If he's totally quiet when the guy grabs it, so shtika koda. Vidikatzavach may have a little mavid. And if he protests, then of course motzi in miyado, because what else could he do? So Ramban says, you see from idka tzavach, may have a little mevid, you see from the fact that if he is tzavach, meikara v'arasof, if he protests, so it's clear motzi no sam yarasheni. So Reuven and Shimon are arguing over talis. Shimon grabs it. Reuven screams from the beginning until the end. So clearly, you take it out of Shimon and you bring it back to the Shnayim Ochsen, right? Because Gemara says idka tzavach may have a little mevid. Of course, it's motzi in miyado. What else could he possibly do? So Ramban says kamash malon. Vasikna nami gabi safik b'choros takvo kohen motzi in osam miyado shma minad chol safik mamona kaimelan chumro tavei v'kula nitva itakvo b'faninu b'fnei bezin mafkinan minei. So you see, in general, if you have a safik mamon and you have a tfisa lachar leidus safik or takvo kohen motzi in osam miyado. Okay, so that's the shita of Tosos and the shita of Ramban, takvo kohen motzi in osam miyado.
So we're assuming that the takvo kohen
is constantly. What? No, it's the Ramban saying that you see, or in a case of he's objecting when the Yisrael is when the one of the parties objects, so you have a tkifa lachar leidus safek, right? So he's mocha. So you see, takvo echad motzi in osam miyado. No, in a case where he's tzavach meikar v'arasof, the Gemara has a safek in a case of shas lachar of tzavach,
right.
But in a case of tzavach where he objects. Let's say the Kohen walks into your Rishos and grabs the Chefes and you protest. So clearly, Motzi in Osam Yado. Because might have a little maybe.
Right.
That's Ramban's Raya.
Saying that is the case of Tanku.
Yeah, Ramban's saying it's the same din.
It's the same case,
though. Vasikna nami, Safik Bechoros, Takvo Mamona, Takvo Kohen, Motzi in Osam Yado. Ramban thinks it's the same halacha.
Yeah, but the question is, the building of itself, I mean, he might make a parallel more broadly.
Well, Ramban makes this ha'ara on the line of the Gemara. Idka tzavach might have a little maybe.
He holds his mom the same case, or else they know that there's based on the ha'ara if he works out. Because
the Ramban definitely thinks, we'll see that the Rambam is clearly is mechalek between the cases. Right? But the Ramban assumes that it's the same halacha.
Like, for instance, since the suffix, they were kind of suffix two cases, you don't need tzavach by.
Right, no, absolutely, right. You don't necessarily need.
Case necessarily,
right, remember, this case in Daf Amar Aleph is also a case of Shnayim Ochsen.
Right, it could be one guy's own.
Absolutely, right. But the Ramban, for some reason, when Tosos, you know, waits till Daf Vav Amud Beis to say, Takvo Kohen, Motzi in Osam Yado. But the Ramban, already on Daf Vav, preempts our Gemara and says, you see already from Ida Katsavach, might have a little mevid, that we're going to pass in Takvo Kohen, Motzi in Osam Yado. Okay. Because they're both cases where you have a tfisa, you have a tkifa from one party who's muhsak.
Yeah, but one of them is the guy's tzavach, the other is just
a
case of tfisa.
Right, but I'm saying the point is that once we already, this is born in the rishus of the Yisrael, so the Yisrael is muhsak. There's no reason to assume that he's moda to the Kohen's tfisa.
Yeah.
So it's a tfisa lachar leidus safek. Remember, the case of Shnayim Ochsen is also a case of safek.
Right.
According to Ramban. So you have two people oches betalis, so it's tfisa from a case of safik, and the Ramban says either cut. Yeah, but you see that we're not so mechan that motzim mechaver all of a raya of where the chayfetz is now. So shnayim ochsen betalis, it's a safik. Takva echad befanenu. Right. So it's a safik, and now you have muchzaka. Well, that's a safik whether he's moda.
Before, it doesn't make sense.
It's
before,
like, right. No. Right. So what Ramban is pointing out is that you see that tfisa from a case of safek does not give you motzi mechaber al avaraya, and that's the same halacha as takvo kohen motzi in osam yado, because you don't say that he has a muchzakos. So the Rambam in Bechoros Perek Beis Halacha Vav, Saran Paskins against the Ramban and Tosos. If you have a safek bechor, so the Rambam says. Whatever, you have different cases, like for example, emyolda min sus o gamal, right? So it has miktsas simani para and miktsas simani sus o gamal. So harehu safik bechor, so it's a safik bechor behema tahora, because the para that's giving birth. Lefichach yochal lebailim. Ve'im tafso kohen, ein motzi in miyado. So Alan Paskins against Tosos and the Ramban, takvo kohen, ein motzi in osa miyado. Ramam also in Parakeh Alacha Gimel of Hilchas Bechoros also says that when you have a Safek Bechor, Safek Bechor Behema Tehora, Takvo Kohen Ein Motzi No Sam Yado. So against the other Rishonim. There's also another Rambam in Hilchas Nizkei Mamon where the Rambam talks about a case in Perek Aleph Halachi Aleph. The Rambam talks about a case where you have a nezek that's suffik toldas hakeren, suffik toldas haregel. So you're not sure which category of nezikin it falls into. And the nafka mina in this case is you're not sure whether or not you're chayiv for nezikin bershus harabim. Okay? Toldas haregel is chayiv bershus harabim. Toldas hakeren will be potter bershus harabim. So you have a suffik chayiv bershus harabim. So normally you'll say, ukim mona b'cheskas marye, and you're potter from tashlumin. The problem is, the Rambam there paskins that im tafso hanizak, if the person who was damaged was tofes the money, so ein motzin miyado. So Magen Mishnah points out, oh, this is the Rambam, l'shitaso, in takfo kohen, ein motzin osa miyado. But the Ramban in Bava Metzia, paskin takfo kohen motzin osa miyado. So he would disagree on this psak also. So if you have a tfisa and a suffering nezikin, so motzin miyado according to the Ramban. So you have the Rambam in three places. Rambam in Bechoros Perek Beis, Rambam in Bechoros Perek Hei, Rambam in Niske Mamon, Perek Aleph, Paskins, Takfo Koin, Ein Motzino, Samyado, against the other Rishonim. So the first problem is, where does the Rambam get this from? Right, the other Rishonim, the Ramban brought a raya from Daf Vav. The Tosos brought a raya from Daf Vav Mebeis. So where's the raya for the Rambam, or what's his reasons for Paskining, Takfo Koin, Ein Motzino, Samyado? Now, we noted that for Tosfos, the reason why we're going to paskin Takfo Kohen Motzi Nosem Yado is because the Gemara brought a raya from the Sveikos Nichnasim Ladir. Right? Since you see that in a Safek, Pidyon, Peter, Chamor, you could be Mafrish one of them for your Meiser Behema. So you see, it's not considered Poter Atzmo B'Mamon Shel Kohen. And from the fact that it's not considered Mamon Shel Kohen, Kamash Malon, Takfo Kohen Motzi Inosa Miyado. Now the problem is that the Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim paskins that raya. And so you can't say that the Rambam argues on the din of Sveikos Nichnasim Ladir, because the Rambam first paskins that you can't be pater atzma, that you could be mafrish from a suffik pidyon peter chamor. So that's the Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim in the end of Perek Yud Beis. Perkid Beis Lacha Chav Gimel. Misha Haylo Asara Tilayin Kol Echad Men Nefishal Safik Peter Chamor Harein Kechulam Lechol Davar Umis Asrin Kishar Behema. So a Safik Pidyon Peter Chamor, which we'll say for now in terms of Manos Kehuna, is a Safik Chi of Nesina to the Kohen. So Rambam says you could pater yourself with that set. I am Takfo Kohen Ein Motzi Nosem Yadu according to the Rambam. So it's very possible that you're being poter yourself with Mamon Shal Kohen. So how could the Rambam paskin ein motzi inosa miyado? That's the kasha on the Rambam. So the Kesef Mishnah in Bechoros Perek Beis Halacha Vav suggests that Rambam really paskins takfo kohen ein motzi inosa miyado throughout. What about the last parak of Hilchos Bikurim? How could he be poter atzmecha with the suffik pidyon peter chamor if ein motzi in miyado kohen? So the Kesef Mishnah answers very simply that right now the suffik pidyon peter chamor is clearly birshus ha'yisrael, and right now we're going to invoke the principle of hamotzi mechaver ol v'raya. So right now the klali psika tell us that it's in the birshus of the yisrael p'din. Now it's true that there's the possibility of takfo kohen, and then it would be ein motzi in miyado, and then the hamotzi mechaver el varai would be for the letovas hakohen. That's the projected possibility. But right now, it's nimsa b'rishus ha'yisrael. If it's nimsa b'rishus ha'yisrael, so right now it's motzi mechaver el varai, and right now it's not considered mamon kohen. Even though there's the possibility in the future that the kohen might be tokei fit and be able to keep it. So the Kesef Mishnah is basically arguing that the Rambam argues misvara on this assumption of the Gemara. The Gemara assumes that the projected possibility of the Kohen being tokef and being able to keep it makes it considered mamon shel Kohen le'inyan eid adam poter atma mamon shel Kohen. And the Rambam simply argues, and the Rambam says, no, that's not true. The fact that right now it's Birshus HaYisrael makes it the Yisrael's mamon, and it's not considered poter atma of mamon shel Kohen. That's the argument of the Kesef Mishnah. In Mela, the Rambam is paskening throughout takfo Kohen Ein motzi nosu miyad. The Rashba in the Tshuva in Chelak Aleph Simen Shin Yud Aleph. So it was asked about this problematic psak of the Rambam. Why is the Rambam paskin against the other Rishonim? So at first the Rashba suggests that maybe it's based off the Rambam's understanding of motzi mechaver olav araya, and we'll come back to that in a moment. But then later on, so in dealing with the Shak L'Tayah of the Gemara, so the Rashba suggests that the Rambam understood that the raya that the Gemara brings from Sfeikos Nichnasim Ladir, that's only when it comes to Safek Pidyon Peter Chamor. Okay, so the halacha is that there's a difference between the din of a Bukhar Behema Tahora and a Bukhar Behema Tameya. So a Bukhar Behema Tahora, so is Mos Biara Kohen, if you have to give it to the Kohen, it belongs to the Kohen, and the Kohen has to bring it as a Karban. Right, it's Kadosh Merechem Yimus, so it has Kedusha, and as din, it has Kedusha's Karban. The Bukhar Behema Tameya obviously can't be used as a Karban, so it's Chulin. But you have a chiv to be poda b'chor behema tmeya b'seh, and then that seh is given as matnos kuhuna to the kohen. Right. Now that seh is considered chulin biyara kohen. Right. But the point is that obviously the b'chor itself is not going to the kohen. The b'chor itself is b'rshus ha-yisrael. The yisrael has a chiv to be poda the b'chor behema tmeya b'seh, and the seh is matnos kuhuna to the kohen. So the Rashba says, well, given that we have these two different cases of b'chor, right, maybe there'll be a huge difference, ledina, in terms of takvo kohen. When it comes to the b'chor, behema, tahora, so the leda sasafik is b'shas leda. The moment it's born, so you have a shayla, the kedusha is chal merechem imo, so the moment it's born, you have a safik, whether it's mamon shal kohen or whether it's mamon shal yisrael. When it comes to the b'chor, behema, tmeya, so obviously b'shas leda, it's behema, tmeya. This animal is not going to the kohen. So there's never any latest asafik on the behema, on the actual bechor. So the shaila is, when I'm poda this bechor, so is that said now considered mamon shel kohen? But the bechor behema tmeya itself was always considered muchzak biyada yisrael, because there never is a shaila that's going to go to the kohen. And then the se, before you used it to be poda the bechor, was also considered mamon shel yisrael and muchzak biyada yisrael. So the latest asafik, A, on the Bukhor, there never is really a latest asafik on the Bukhor itself, because you're not going to give the Bukhor to the Kohen. And the latest asafik on the Seh only comes after it's in Mukhsak Biyara Yisrael for however long it's been Bershuza. So argues the Rashba that maybe this whole din of Takfo Kohen, Ein Motzi in Miyado, so that's only when it's a neutral playing field between the Yisrael and the Kohen. So by Bukhor Behema Torah, where there's a Safik Meikara, there's a latest asafik Bishas Leda, and there's never going to be a muchzak of Shel Yisrael. So then, takfo kohen ein motzi nosu miyada, because the Yisrael and the kohen have equal rights. But by b'chor behema tmeya, where the seh is muchzak b'rshus Yisrael, and the actual b'chor is b'rshus Yisrael, so then takfo kohen motzi nosu miyada, because the kohen is going up against the full hamotzi mechaber alav araya of the Yisrael. So the Rashba argues that maybe the Ram understood the raya in the Gemara from Sveikos Nichnasim Ladir. So that's only by b'chor, by safik pidyon b'chor behema tmeya, because that's not considered mamon shel kohen ever, because muchzak b'yada yisrael. But by b'chor behema tahora, where the kohen has equal rights and an equal muchzakos to the yisrael, then we'll say takfo kohen ein motzi nosu miyada. Josh.
Just to clarify, you know the rabbis are going to talk about that. It's the chamor itself. So even though you've been saying b'chor behema tmeya, you really mean the pidyon of the b'chor behema tmeya.
At which point?
He doesn't talk about the Chamor itself, right?
Right. Okay. Right, you're talking about the pigeon.
The pigeon of the
right. That's what the Gemara is talking about. Because the Sveikos Nechnasim Ladir, you're not talking about the Chamor itself. There's no Chiyav Meiser. You're talking about the Seh that's you're using as a pigeon for the Bechor.
So in the case of this regular Behemot Torah,
in the regular?
Behemot Torah.
It's not Behemot Torah. And Bechor Behemot Torah.
Yeah, you're not be able to
So that's the chiluk of the Rashba. Now, what's just not clear in the Rashba is what's the rule and which is the exception. Is the Rashba saying that Bechor Behema Tahora is the rule for the Rambam, and therefore Takvo Kohen in general Ein Motzin Miyado? Or is the Rashba saying that the rule for the Rambam is the Safek Pidyon Peter Chamor, where Tukfo Kohen Motzinos Miyado.
What's the advantage of knowing which is the...
Well, what could be for the other halachos? So I know the Rambam has one extreme case where he's willing to say Tukfo Kohen in Motzin Miyado. What about the rest of the cases? Right, in this case, Momo, we seem to have the Rambam saying even by Safek Nezikin. Right? So it's interesting that the Rashba, the way he says it, is that the reason why Bechor Behema Tehora, Tukfo Kohen in Motzin Miyado, is because it's Ke'en Drard Mamona. There's the way we approach the Safek is that each side has some sort of Zika from the onset to the Chayfetz. Right? Just like Imar and Daf Kuf, Amachlif Shar B'chamor. So both sides have an equal Tviya, they have an equal claim to the object. So when both sides have an equal claim, so then we'll be willing to say Tafo Koin Ein Motzin Miyado. So that's the perspective of the Rashba. He has an interesting analogy called Al Ngar, which we'll get back to in a minute. What? He says the stuff ke'ein drard mamona, even though the case in Amachlif is real drard mamona, the hainu that both sides have some sort of muchsakos on the chayfetz, and here no side has any tfisa whatsoever. He thinks that a suffix of drard mamona is domet to a suffix of no drard mamona at all for either party. Right, what it's not domet to is a case where one side has more of a zika than the other. That's what it's not domet to.
What?
So it seems like he's saying that when there's an equal right from both parties, then we'll say takfo kohen ein motzinos miyado. That seems to be only when you have a mechzakos in favor of one party, then we'll say takfo motzin. So the Rashba in the Tshuva doesn't exactly say, but we saw the Rashba in earlier.
Each person can't deny the other one's claim.
Each one has a Vada Iker Tvias Mamo. I thought the Rashba was saying that it's, and this is the, are you saying the Rashba versus the Ramban, or assuming the Rashba and the Ramban together?
Either way, I think.
So they say Kol Echad has a Muchzakos. They both bring a Raya from Daf Kuf to say that each one has a Muchzakos, and therefore each one has Dvar Mamona. One has a chazaka de hashta, and one has a chazaka de meikar.
Right, but that's how they define Dvar Mamona.
Yeah.
Based on Muchzakos, when they have tefiyah, they could tefiyah Mamona is based on.
Muchzakos. That's the way they say it earlier. Because over here, no one has a real Muchzakos, because the latest asafik is merechem imo. So it turns out that the Rashba and the Kesef Mishnah argue, A, how expansive is the Shitas HaRambam of Tukfo Kohen Ein Motzin Miyado. According to the Kesef Mishnah, every case is Tukfo Kohen Ein Motzin Miyado. According to the Rashba, it's going to depend on this criterion. Is it an equal playing field, or is there more of a netiya towards one side? They also have a machlokas. Are we going to be machalik within Kedushas Bechor between a pidyon Petar Chamor and a Bechor Behemah Torah? Okay, so that's one aspect of their machlokas within pidyon Petar Chamor and Bechor Behemah Torah. But you also have another machlokas in terms of how they approach Hamotzei Mechaber Al Varaya. According to the Kesef Mishnah, it's the Hamotzei Mechaber Al Varaya of the Yisrael that makes it his mamon and not the mamon Shel Kohen. Right, the Kesef Mishnah was bothered by the Raya in the Gemara, and the Kesef Mishnah argues in Bechoros Perek Beis that for the Rambam it's not considered potas mamon shel kohen. Why? The kivan de vershus Yisrael hu, since right now it's vershus Yisrael. V'hamotzim echaber alav araya. Af agav dim takvo kohen ein motzin miyado lo nafik midi mamono shel Yisrael. V'shapi yachal lifter atzma bo. Because of hamotzim echaber alav araya, so this money never leaves the status of being mamon shel Yisrael. What?
A regular suffix bechor I could also use for myself.
Right. He would say even a suffix bechor,
right,
behema tahora,
yeah.
Is mamon shel Yisrael. Why? Because motzim mechaver al avaray. Right now we're being machriya the suffix lekovas haYisrael. Aye. What about the fact, like the Gemara argues, that this very same motzim mechaver al avaraya could also be used lekovas haKohen? Right. So we're saying for the Kesef Mishnah, we're saying that Hamotzim Mechaber Alav Araya works to be Koveya the most as Mamon Shel Yisrael. And but the Gemara is saying that a motzei mechaver alav araya is gufa, what's going to allow the kohen to have bailos in the seh. So it's very strange. For the Rash police, I understand. It's just a shaila about who has more rights to the chayfetz. For the Kesef Mishnah, we're saying that very same motzei mechaver alav araya, which is going to be used to argue that you can't be motzei miyad kohen, is the same motzei mechaver alav araya that's determining that right now it's considered biyada Yisrael. So it seems like these two approaches in the Rambam diverge in how they understand a motzei mechaver alav araya. According to the Kesef Mishnah's approach, so motzei mechaver alav araya is very fluid. It could start off at our time tinat as working lahachzik biyada Yisrael, but then 20 minutes later in takfal kohen, that's going to work lahachzik biyada kohen. According to the Rashba, and according to the Rishon Mupaskin Takfo Kohen Motzi, well, according to the Rashba, that's not true. According to the Rashba, the very fact that the Kohen has rights to it, Petzach HaMotzi Mechaver Olav Araya, is going to undermine the Motzi Mechaver Olav Araya of the Yisrael. So it seems, as of now, they have two different perspectives as to what the Motzi Mechaver Olav Araya can accomplish in terms of being machzik mamun in someone's rishos. And is a motzi mechaver olav araya at time t-not to the exclusion of the ring a motzi mechaver olav araya at time t-1 for the opposite party? Okay, so that's something we'll get back to in a minute. So that's the machlokas between the Rashba and the Kesef Mishnah. So in analyzing this distinction of the Rashba between two different kinds of Bechor, Behema Tehora, and Bechor, Behema Tmeya. So the Shaila is, where do other kinds, or what other cases of Bechor fall into this spectrum? So, start with the Radvaz. The Radvaz in Bikurim, in Perikid Beis Halacha Chaf Gimel. So he argues, like the Rashba, Im Tafso Kohen, Motzin miyada. Why? Because the Bechor Behema Tmeya is Muchzak Biyada Yisrael. So Radvaz sides with the Rashba on this distinction in Bikurim Perakid Beis. The problem is, in Bikurim Perakid Aleph, so the Radvaz is Soser himself. The Radvaz there says, you know what, it's the Milsa de Pshita when it comes to a Bechor Adam. You have a Bechor Adam, and the Kohen is Tofes the five Slayim. So the Radvaz says, that's a milsa de pshita that motzi in miyada kohen. You know why? Because it's never latest hasafik on the actual mos. The latest hasafik is on the child.
And here also the Yisrael didn't do pidyon.
But, he says, when it comes to safik, pidyon, peter chamor, I'm a sopok. Do I say that since this is the chayfetz that has the latest asafik, so I'm tafso kohen ein motzin miyado? Or do I say, since there's no intrinsic kedusha in the safik pidyon peter chamor? Sorry.
Meaning the set.
Right. So then the tefisa is not going to work. Do I say that since there's no latest asafik, since there's no kedusha on the actual Bechor, I think it's not about the actual Bechor, since there's no intrinsic Kedusha on the actual Bechor, so the Tfisa of the Kohen is not going to work. Because the Kohen never has rights to the actual Safek Peter Chamor. Right? At best, you'd only have rights to the Seh. Or do I say that since this is the Chayfet Shenolad Ba'a Safek, that the Safek is about whether this is actually the Bechor Behema Tmei or not, so then the Tfisa of the Kohen would work.
Based on what?
Assuming that the Tfisa would work if the latest Asafik is in the object that he's Tofes.
Well, so if you took the ban, the ban would work?
So I don't know about the ban. It seems like inconceivable that would.
Right, no.
But his point is that the Mos of Ada has no latest Asafik. Because the latest Asafik is in a different object.
Yeah.
But the Bechor Behema Temeya, so there's a latest Asafik about the Bechor, so maybe Tfisa would work. But on the other hand, there's never a Havamin that the Kohen has Bailos on the actual Bechor itself. So maybe the Tfisa shouldn't work.
You don't track the Kedusha, like where it was before.
There's no, but there's no kedusha when it comes to safek barchor behemah tmeya.
Oh, it is.
You need a pigeon biseh. So there's never would have been when it comes to b'chor behemah tahora. So if it's kadosh merecham imo and it actually is a b'chor, then it's bailo shel kohen. B'chor behemah tmeya. There's never a having to give the behemah tmeya to the kohen. You have to podeh biseh. And you give the set to the kohen.
But you're being podeh kedusha.
Or not even.
No,
just like it's not kedusha. Just like by pigeon a ben, there's no kedusha in the ben before the pigeon. So this is his suffix.
He's mesupak about the sheep or the donkey.
He's mesupak about the donkey.
Sheep. Oh, the sheep.
Donkey.
What is this right now?
His donkey. That's his point. The point is that the coin shouldn't have rights to it, b'chol.
So what's the
song again?
Didn't Rabbi say that it's
a vada? Lo kosav rabbeinu itafas coin madino. Lagabi tfisa on the actual peter chamor, which is the actual chamor. So the Rambam never writes what the din is. Lagabi safik b'chor adam, pshitali dafilo rabbeinu moda di tafas coin mafkina mine. So milsa de pshita, the Rambam would agree, tafas chamishloim mutsiin miyado. Shaharei lo tafas hadavar shenafa ba asafik. The never is the latest asafik on the most. The safik is on the ben. Aval gabe safik peter chamor. Not the pigeon, the actual peter chamor. Mesapkali shaharei tafas hadavar shenafa ba asafik. On the one hand, the tefisa should work in imo tzin miyado because the latest asafik is about the bechor. On the other hand, odilma bishle magad bechor behema kiman sheyesh bo tzad kedusha itafas lo mafkinan. Aval safik pater chamor ain bo tzad kedusha, so the kohen shouldn't get it. Right, that's his point. That's what he means by the kedusha. He means there's never any assumption that the kohen. So the first side is that the latest hasafik at least is in this object. This is the davar hamesupak.
What's
Why should that be significant though?
So he thinks that for some reason the latest hasafik, where the latest hasafik is what's significant. You know why? Because he has rights to the mamon of this object. So rights to the mammon of this object is already enough to be miyachis it to the coin. But stam to take hay slayim, so the coin doesn't have rights in hay slayim, the coin has rights in the bechor. Yes, I know. I'm saying because you have a latest hasafik in the actual.
Each one is the pidyon. If you're talking about the davar sheish bo kedusha, then talk about the kohen grabbing the child.
Yeah, but he's never gonna have a havmina that he could be toe-faced the child.
But
it's like when the kohen says my boy is tvei, right? Not? If you say you want the chamish slayim.
Shouldn't have havmina to do the chamor either. When would the kohen ever get
the
chamor?
Right, so it's strange. It's very strange that he has a tzad that because the latest asafik is in the bechor behemah tmeah,
that
you could take it. Doesn't seem like it.
You didn't do pidyon yet.
Right. So we gave a svara to explain why it would be possible. We gave a svara to explain why. It makes sense that you might be able to be toe-faced b'chor behemah tmeah.
Right.
So we'll get to that in a second.
Did he grab the sad
one? What?
Did he grab the sad one? Like the punch line?
Very possibly.
If you have to kill the chamor if you don't do the pidyon.
Right.
So why should that raise the suffix be different though?
Even if it's not a suffix, it
depends on whether.
There's no guarantee that you're going to get the sad.
He makes that point.
It's a suffix b'chor adam?
Yeah.
And also, what about the fact that the Mishnah that we're quoting on Daf Vav says suffix b'chor echa b'chor adam, echa b'chor adam, wasn't the real Raya? So, if you're going to say that, whatever you say from that those words, wasn't the real Raya, mean that Mishnah, shouldn't that apply both to b'chor b'nima t'vora and also b'chor adam?
Yeah, Pashas, it would depend on how you. The Gemara says a motzmei chaver el avaraya.
Yeah,
so you might be able to. No, you'd be able. That's the point. You'd be able to mechalik how the motzmei chaver. We have a klal in all these cases. The bechor motzmei chaver el avaraya. But the shaila is, who's the motzi? So if I say like the Rashba, that it's both of them have jar domona essentially, or none of them have jar domona because they're both equal, so then no one's really the motzi. Whoever has it in his rishus, whoever's toface is motzi, is machzik. No, but by Bukhar Behema, by Bukhar Adam, so yeah, motzi mechaber al varaya, but who's muchza? Clearly the Yisrael. And so the shaila is, who has sufficient rights such that the other person is considered the motzi? That's the suffix of all the Rishonim. What? Well, it seems like you can only grab it once. But if you hold Tafel Kohen, Ein Motzi, and Miyado, then it doesn't seem like you could just come and grab it back. It just doesn't seem that way.
Wouldn't that be similar to the Rambam in Chumash Taminita, where
maybe you could, let's say, Chutz LeBezdin. The point is that Bezdin wouldn't allow you to take it back. So Bezdin, I mean, part of the Svara assumes that...
Bezdin's not getting involved.
Yeah.
Right, so part of the assumption is that Motzmi Chavir Al-Varaya is something that Bezdin's going to act on. As if you come and you take it from the Kohen and he has no Edom that was in his Rishus, so yeah, you come to Bezdin, it's in your Rishus right now.
Unless he does have Edom that's in
Rishus. But?
I mean, if he doesn't have Edom, then you'd always be able to even...
If who has no Edom?
The guy that had it grabbed from him doesn't have Edom that it was grabbed from him.
Right, so then you come to Bezdin, Bezdin will say, Baal Motzmi Chavir Al-Varaya.
In every case, though.
Yeah, but not in the case of Safik Bukhar. Safik Bukhar, they come to Bezin and they say, yeah, well, it's a Safik. And the Kohen says, I was Toface. So according to Rambam, the Kohen can keep it, even though he admits that he grabbed it and it's an objective Safik Lefaneinu. Fine.
Why is it that he can't grab the kid?
What?
Why is it that he can't grab the kid?
Tachin, it's one of the Aseret HaDibros.
Where does the Chiyuv begin?
I don't mean it's not allowed for it. I just mean monetarily. I'm saying he even says he tavas kol mafkiyam in a shaharil or tavas adavar shenok v'al safi.
Right.
Elo chamei shleim. Sounds like if he grabbed the kid, he could force the payment.
Hey, I think so. You don't think it's like a mitzvah of avera?
It sounds like you're just saying no one would ever grab the kid. Not that he doesn't have the ability.
I don't know if the kid or the kid.
I think the Radvaz is pretty convinced that tfisa on the child itself wouldn't be Motzmi Chavir Al Varaya for the Yisrael. Pretty, I'm pretty sure.
Where did you see that?
That's clear and logical in mind. Good. So just getting back to Yoni's question. So the shaila is, what's the tzad that you'd ever be able to be toface the Bechor Behema Tmeya itself, right? If there's never a tzad that would be the tashlumen to the Kohen, so why would that, just because that's the Davar Nolad Basafik, why would that give the Kohen rights of Tfisa? So he pointed out that it seems to be a Machlokas Rishonim as to what kind of status the Bechor Behema Tmeya actually has. Right? On the one hand, you could say, the Torah is Mechayiv Yuti Poda Beseh. Beseh is going to be the Matnos Kahuna. So then I would say, very nicely, that, yeah, the Bechor Behema Tahora itself, the Bechor Behema Temeya itself, never has a status of a Chaloshim Bechor with Isurim and with Kedusha or with rights for the Kohen. The Torah is telling you that I have to be Poda. Mashama Davar Dome. I have to be Mafresh Chala when I have Gilgol HaIsa. That's the Chiyuv Nesina to the Kohen.
Doesn't a Bechor also have
that? Bechor Adam?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're not Poda, what happens? That what?
You're supposed to give her stuff first.
In general.
Oh, you shouldn't be mocked him.
Like, you're supposed to, like, be mocked in the Bechor, not like you.
I mean, you shouldn't use your Bechor for anything?
Like, call me. Like, he has similar din about with regards to.
He gets the bench first?
Stuff like that.
Who would ever be put to their Bechor then?
Are you a Bechor?
So you could say that it's kind of like a mitzvah like Afrashas Chala, where there's never any kedusha that's chal on the isa itself. All it is a chiyuv to be mafresh when you have isa to be mafresh a certain amount for the kohanim. Or you could say that no, really the Torah is koveya a certain shame bechor that has nafkaminas and dinim and has a potential to be mos biyada kohen. The point is that the Torah is mechayiv to be poda that with isa. So we point out that this seems to be an actual machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. So the Torah says that if you're not poder your b'chor behemah tameya, so the din is va'arafto. You have arifa. Like you have arifa segla. So the shaila is, well, is that, are those two separate mitzvos? The Torah says, well, mikra din, you should do pidyon. If you don't do pidyon, then there's also another mitzvah of arifa. Mashlama adavar domet, yibum and chalitza. If you don't do yibum, there's a mitzvah b'chalitza. So the Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim, the Rambam paskins in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Aleph, mitzvah sase liftos kaladim Yisrael peter chamor b'seh, v'im lo ratza liftoso mitzvah sase leorfo shenamar peter chamor tifte b'seh v'im lo sifte v'arafta. The Rambam paskins, there's a mitzvah sase of arifas b'chor. So the Ravid's very upset. Amar Avram b'chai roshi ein zem in a pilpul v'lo min adas ham yusheves sheyachshov zev mitzvah sase. How could the Rambam count this as a mitzvah sase? All the Torah is telling you is that if you're not mikayim the mitzvah sase of being podeh b'chor, then there's a knas of being orifit. But that's not part of the mitzvah. That's not part of the mitzvah of b'chor. So what we explained in Shir is that maybe the Rambam's saying that no, really there are two different kiyum in b'chor. Mikra din, there's pidyon. If you don't do pidyon, then of course the b'chor itself has a kiyum mitzvah. There's a shame b'chor, and part of the kiyum mitzvah of that b'chor is that you need a rifa. Whereas the Ravid disagrees, and the Ravid says, no, the whole din of Bechor is just that it's omed lepidyon. But there's never any intrinsic status to the Bechor itself. Similarly, you have another machlokas Ramam Ravid in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Dal Rabikurim, where the Ram paskens that Peter Chamor is Aser Bahana, and it's Tofes Es Damav. Meaning, if you sell it, so the Damim that you get Bechalipin are Aser Daraisa. So the Ravid argues, Amar Ram, Im Damav Asurim Lama Leitneim Lekoim V'yane Behem. Shari Podin Patan Chamor B'damav. V'chime Yisuri Hanah Shetofsin Es Demeim Huzeh. So the Ravid's upset that the Rambam thinks this is a real din Yisuri Hanah Daraisa of Tofes Damim. So again, so we explain that the Rambam and the Ravid go Shitaso here. According to the Rambam, so the Kiyam Mitzvah, there is a din Bechor, even of Behemah Tmeh, just like you have Arifa. So I'm asking that there's a real din Yisur Hanah that's Tofes Es Damav for the Bechor itself. Whereas the Ravid is saying no. All the Torah is telling you is that you should be poda b'seh. So the Torah imposes an Isra Hana, or not the Torah, we impose an Isra Hana, so just to encourage you to be poda b'seh. But me'ikra din, there's no real Isra Hana. So we explain that maybe the shaila of whether or not there's a real din of manos kehuna, or a real din Isra Hana, or din arifa in the Bechor, will depend on whether you have a, if there's a suffix as nola b'Bechor atzmo, would tfisa on that Bechor work. Does that bring it more in the category of Bechor Behema Tahora? Yosef Kornblut pointed out to me that the Radvaz seems to have a tshuva where he thinks that if you're nosein the actual Bechor Behema Tameya to the Kohen, so you're putter from your Chovas Nesina of this set.
Is there a noise in the Torah about Bechor?
Yeah, usually I think you assume if it's Tofes Es Damav, then it's an Isser Hana Daraisa. I was saying, no way. No, the Torah doesn't say anything about Isra Hana. The Shaila is whether the Isra Hana is a din, is Mi'akar a din or not. So maybe this explains the machlokas about how to understand the tfisa on the actual Peter Chamor and the relationship between the rights of the Kohen and the Peter Chamor and the Bechor Behema Tehora.
Did anyone say straight out that the Kohen, if he's talking about the Chamor, then he will say no Sanado?
The Peter Chamor?
Yeah.
I mean, like at the post game?
Yeah, Badak. Not a Safek, but Badak is. I thought your father made some reference because if no one said it, it's still very hard to make the jump from
Bechor Behema Tahora to Tmeh.
Yeah, even including the Rambam about
the Tesef Mishnah seems to assume it. No?
Mishnah says.
Across the board, it's Tafel Kohen Mutsi Miyah, though.
Well, the opinion of Peter Chamor.
Oh, I mean the actual, Peter Chamor. So that's what Krumbel is saying. That maybe the Red Vaz. I don't know. I have to.
If you think so, we'll say it.
Well, they say Motzian.
I guess the Red Vaz is the one who has to say it because he's the one who.
He's the Baal Shita. Although he filters himself. I mean, he goes back and forth between saying Motzian, saying Ein Motzian, and saying Safik Motzian. He filters himself to Perakid Alf Bikurim, Perakid Bez Bikurim, and Bechoros.
The Rashi takes for granted that the coin has no
right
claim to it all.
Right.
Like, you would think that's a pretty basic offer. Can
that's the Rambam doesn't mention it. That's one of the Radvaz's points. Oh, the Rambam doesn't mention it. It's the Mestami Paskins Lachalik. mean, he paskins that takfa kohen motzin miyado.
That's
right, Baz in Perkei Beis.
But Baz
in Perkei Beis says takfa kohen motzin miyado because Ram never mentions it. Good. So what we have now is still machogas in the Rambam and the other Rishonim. How do you paskin takfa kohen motzin? According to the Tosfos and Ramban, or ein motzin, like the Rambam paskins. So what we were bringing out is that what's the makar for the Rambam? So the Rashba in the Tshuva in the very beginning suggests that the Rambam's makar is his understanding of a motzi mechaver olav araya. Meaning that whenever you have a motzi mechaver olav araya, so it's all about who has the object in their rishus right now. It's a current question. And the Rambam understands that takfo kohen, so even though a moment earlier was Birshus HaYisrael, right now motzi mechaver olav araya means it helps the person whose Rishus it's in. So right now motzi mechaver olav araya works for the kohen. The
meir. Like, what? It's not like the Kesem Mishnah version of motzi mechaver olav araya.
Yeah, absolutely. Against the Rashba, yeah, but this is the Rashba in the beginning of the Tshuva. Seems like it.
You say
Lashon? Well, Ikarinon le'ola motzi man paska.
Right, he's saying like the phrase motzi mechaver olav araya sounds like each.
Right, the Rambam understood that this is the understanding of motzi mechaver olav araya. Well, clearly the other Rishonim disagree.
Yeah, but I don't think he's saying alumnus there. I think the Lashon of motzi mechaver. If motzi mechaver olav means that one guy is the motzi.
Let's say the psak in this Gemara is simply a tolda of motzi mechaver olav araya.
I thought it was a phrase,
alumnus.
You're saying
alumnus,
I think.
Well, we have a cloud. Ram invokes the cloud motzi mechaver olav araya in certain cases.
In certain cases.
Ram will say, oh, motzi mechaver olav araya here.
Yeah, right.
So the Ram understands that cloud to be wherever it is right now, that's where we're going to be okim the mamon.
Well, it means whoever is the motzi. Right, exactly. But not that one person is automatically considered the motzi, which means whoever is the motzi.
Whoever is the muchzak right now.
Whatever point, yeah.
Right. It's a more fluid understanding of motzi mechaver. Why do you think that is? It doesn't affect the very fact that linguistically you think that it could shift from one person to the next, hecha dekai mihashta, doesn't that mean that in lumbus you think that's what a motzi mechaver olav araya is?
No, because it could still have... The nafkamin is, for instance, does it affect mamon kohen or whatever, that sort of thing? Does it affect the idea of mamon kohen even when he's not being tofes?
I'll put it this way. The way my father wanted to say it in Shir is that the Rambam's makar really is from... It's a big shayla, where does Rambam get this thing from? So is this because Rambam thinks there's a stira in sugyas, and Rambam is paskening the other sugyas in Ksuvis and in Perakam Akabal against our Gemara here, which we'll touch on in a minute? Or does the Rambam somehow get it from our sugya based off his understanding of motzi mechaver olav araya?
Right. I thought it was a lush.
The way we wanted to read into the... what we understood in the Rashba is that he's saying, no, the Rambam's makar is from our Gemara.
Right.
Because it comes from the fact that we're paskin motzi mechaver olav araya here, and this is what motzi mechaver olav araya means.
Right, but it doesn't have to be alumnus. It could just be that the Gemara, if it wanted to, could have said that if takbo kohen motzi does the other one. Instead, it's a motzi mechaver olav araya, which sounds like there's two possible muchzakim, in which everyone is a muchzak, the other one has to bring a raya. So how could it be two possible muchzakim? It must be if kohen took it, he's considered a muchzak. Otherwise, the logic doesn't make sense.
That's what you think he's saying?
I know Rashba was saying. I don't remember Rabbi making it clear to share with
him. He says, Kol heich alma kol heicha de tanina na motzi mechaver o stama davka kol she motzi ad mefarish time adu gemara. You think it's a more linguistic question? Perhaps. The Miri also has this notion. And Miri in our gemara says, Kol she nafa bo safek im hu bukhorim lav velo noda whatever, yal da'ach, velo noda izmeim, so we have a safek bukhor. Because the din is a motzi mechaver olav araya, consequently, im takfo kohen ein motzin miyada. Meaning the din of takfo kohen is a natural outgrowth of a motzi mechaver olav araya. That seems to be like this idea in the Rambam that motzi mechaver olav araya dictates whoever's rishus is in right now, so the opposite party is considered the motzi. And that's the first suggestion that the Rashba seems to have. We also noted that even for the Rambam, even within the Kesef Mishnah's reading, that the Rambam throughout is good to paskin, takfo kohen, ein motzi enos miyado, because of motzi mechaber alav araya. So the Rambam will concede that there are certain cases where the tekifa of a kohen or a tekifa of the opposite party wouldn't work. So for example, the Ramban on Daf Vav said, takfo acha befanenu, idikat tzavach mehavale lemevin. And the Ramban said, that's just like the din of takfo kohen, motzi miyado. Because clearly you can't grab something out of someone's rishus when he's screaming. So the Rambam in Hilchos Toyin V'Netan, Perek Tes Halacha Yud Beis, seems to paskin that the only suffix of the Gemara is in a case when you have tzavach l'vasof shasak l'vasof tzavach. When you have a suffix about shtika versus tzavach. But if it's clear that it's tzavach, then I have a little mavid. You can't be tofes out of someone's rishus. So it seems like even the Rambam would agree that my Havalei Lemevid is a good argument. And there are cases of Im Tafsa, Motzi in Miyado. So how do we understand that Rambam? So what we suggested was that even for the Rambam, you'd be Mechalik between a Tfisa, something that's legally recognized as a Tfisa, or maybe even a Tkifa. But there are some cases where the Tfisa doesn't have a shame Tfisa. If you have no right to go ahead and take the object, so there's no shame Tfisa. And you can't use that tfisa to now say motzi mechaber alav araya. So this seems to also be the argument of the Taz in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Simin Shin Tesvav paskins like the Rambam takvo kohen ein motziin miyado. The Rama argues yesh omrim motziin. And the Taz explains what's the pshat in the Rama. Why is it true takvo kohen motziin? So he says, Hoil v'lo tafas beheter lo mikri tvisa. There's no shame tvisa if you grab it shlo beheter. So a kohen where he has, but in certain cases where you have mikzas rights, let's say for the Rambam. For the Rambam, the kohen has rights because of Isar Gizva Vodar, because of Lidus HaSafik Meikara. So the kohen has rights. So his tvisa is good work to create a motzi mechaber alav araya. But stam to walk and grab a chefetz from somebody else, b'detzavach, so there's no shame tvisa. That can't be used to create a motzi mechaber alav araya. So, like the Taz, the Rambam would acknowledge that there are instances where something's not a tvisa, it's only a ma'isa, what we're calling a ma'isa alimus. It's just violence. Violence can't create a motzi mechaber alav araya. The Shach on the Shulchan Aruch has a different argument to different explanation to explain why motzi and miyada kohen. Not like the Taz, that the tfisa was be'isr and therefore there's no shame tfisa. The Shach explains that the Yisrael really has a stronger muchzakus than the kohen. Why? Because of the rights to tuvas hana. The Yisrael has the right to decide which kohen he's going to give the manas kuhuna to. So when this Kohen comes and is Tokef, so Yisrael is losing out his right to decide who he's going to give the Manas Kahuna to. And that has a monetary equivalent of Tuvas Hana. So the Shach says, yeah, I'll tell you why there are Mapaskin, Sakfo Kohen, Moksin, Miyado. Because the Tuvas Hana are rights of the Yisrael. So the Kohen is being Gozel Tuvas Hana from the Yisrael. So the Taz, the Shach, in the Kudus HaKesef asks, one second. What about if the Kohen is willing to reimburse the Yisrael for the Tuvas Hana? So could he now keep the Chefetz? Because he paid for the Tuvas Hana, and the Tfisa on the Chefetz is Beheter, so maybe now it's considered Mukhsak Biyara Kohen, and he pays back the Tuvas Hana, and everyone's happy. No, because the only thing that he stole is Tuvas Hana. Tuvas Hana is a monetary equivalent. Right? So let's say the object's worth $100, the right... If I want to give you a present, right? So that has some sort of monetary worth to me.
That's not intrinsic to the object itself.
So that's the Shaila. So I could have said that if you're willing to pay, if he's paying back, so then now the Kohen gets to keep the Chefetz, you get the Tuvas Hana, and there's no more Tviya.
Yeah, but that's just like me taking your Dibros Moshe and
paying you. That's not what I'm saying. Because here the Gzela is on the Chefetz. The Gzela is never on the Chefetz over here. So that's the Shaila. So the Shaila is, do you assume, this is the Chakir and the Shach, do you assume that the Tuvas Hana is a Kinyan or a Zechus in the Chefetz? Or do you assume that the tuvas hanah is a separate right that the Bailam has in as a Bailam has when he gives the matana? So if it's a schus in the chayfetz, so then the kohen can't pater himself by paying back the tuvas hanah, because the tuvas hanah is not external to the kli or to the behema. Right? So therefore, if you hold that the tuvas hanah is a schus in the chayfetz, then the kohen has to be machzir the chayfetz to the yisra. If you hold that tuvas hanah is a separate din that you have the rights to give presents to whoever you want. So once the kohen reimburses you for that, he could retain the. But the stealing is never on the chayfetz. The stealing is only on the tuvas hanah.
Yeah, the stealing is on the.
I'm saying in this case.
Yeah. So if I steal something, you're not allowed to steal.
But it's not stealing.
Why not?
Because the tuvas hanah is never an object where at nitam the gzela.
You're not allowed to steal that.
It's a worth.
I can't steal value.
It's a worth. Maybe. Social property. So the shach that he talks about Tosos.
So I'm saying, even
which mind Amar is he going according to?
What?
That's the shach's argument that even Tosos, who thinks this, that's only according to mind Amar, talk for Kohen, Motzian.
So anyway, even the.
But mind Amar ain't Motzian, so they would agree that you can't get out by paying back to
Tosos. No, I'm saying for Tosos, is Tosos saying that the whole deal is only about. Or is he saying that the deal is about the whole item, and the only question is the only reason why?
Sounds like he's saying the deal is only on tuvas hanah. Inami in yochel tovah rak tuvas hanah. The whole tviya is only on tuvas hanah.
That's different than what the shach. The shach is right. Saying that the reason why the Yisrael has
the reason why Yisrael has rights is because of tuvas hanah.
Right.
So it seems to be a machlokas, right? Whether you think that tuvas hanah gives you rights in the chayfetz, whether it's just a separate zchus mamon that you have. Tosfos is saying it's a zchus mamon.
Right.
The shach is saying that no, it's bailus in the chayfetz. Now it might be a difference between man damar motzian or ein motzian. That's what comes out of the Tosfos also has a first day. Remember, Tosfos also has a day of makirei kahuna. So according to that day in Tosfos, it might be that he's acknowledging that the latest asafik or the tviya is on the entire chayfetz. Also very possible. So we also point out the Rashba in the Tshuva and the Gra in his Hagos of Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, very good. Both suggest that the Rambam, somehow the Shitas of the Rambam is related to Kol Da'alim Gvar. And when you just step back and you look at the two cases of Takvo Kohen and the cases of Kol Da'alim Gvar, there's an immediate similarity. Takvo Kohen is you're taking it Shelo Kedin from the other guy's Rishos. And Kol Da'alim Gvar is also that, you know, at least maybe Bezin's putting the Chayfetz Lifneim, but they're both arguing over rights of the Chayfetz. They're both arguing just about physical tfisa on the Chayfetz. Right? So they say maybe somehow this is rooted in the sugya of Kol Da'alim Gvar, and that's why the Tekifa would work. We pointed out that this is particularly interesting in light of what we saw of Shitas HaRambam in Kol Da'alim Gvar. For most Rishonim, Kol Da'alim Gvar is either, let's say, a birur, like the Rush, meaning that the reason why one of the parties, why could you win in Kol Da'alim Gvar? So the Rush says, because there's a Svara and there's a birur, then now you have rights to the Chayfetz. That's clearly not, or the Pasha is not what's going on in Takvo Kohen. We're not saying that the actual winning is what is Mevara that you have rights to the object. We're saying, Motze Mechaver, all of a Raya. And for the other Rishonim, that Kol Da'alim Gvar seems to go on forever. It means total Siluk Bezdin, or Psak Shel Siluk Bezdin, and Bezdin's recusing themselves and it'll go on forever. So it doesn't seem like Bezdin, if you come to Bezdin, the Kol Da'alim Gvar case, Bezdin would say, well, we don't have anything to do with this. Yeah, Reuven could be Chozer Ratoke from Shimon, and Shimon back from Reuven, and Reuven from Shimon ad nauseum. There's no end, even from Bezdin's perspective. When it comes to Takvo Kohen, clearly, if you hold Takvo Kohen, Ein Motzin Miyado, so when you walk into Bezin, Bezin's not going to allow you to be Chozer V'Tokev. Pashtus. But we said that the Rambam has a very unique shita in Kol Dam Gvar. The Rambam thinks that the Psak of Kol Dam Gvar is an interim Siluk of Bezdin, or a Psak of Bezdin, where Bezdin's putting the Chefes in front of them, and the Rambam says that they fight over it until one of them's Tokef, then he becomes the Muksak, V'lahavi Ido Chamot Mechaver Olav Araya. So what Kol Dam Gvar does is it puts the object in an interim, or into an open Rishos, until one of them could create a Muchsakos. But the mechanism through which Kol Dam Gvar works is based off Hamotzi Mechaveiro Olav Araya. So this is not like the Bali Atosos who thinks that Kol Dam Gvar goes on forever.
Wait, does
Rambam...
Rambam
says
it
goes
on forever?
Which? Right, Pasha's Pasha Rambam is not going on forever.
The guy grabs it until he grabs it.
Right.
And from there, it's in his status quo, and then he's
not... And then he has to prove it. Then he has to prove it.
Right, but Lav Idah Chamotzi Mechaber Olav Araya.
No,
it creates a Muchsakos. What? Until you can bring a Raya. It has to be equal to make him a Lad Milsa. The Muchsakos works until you can bring a Raya. That's why it has to be equal to make him a Lad Milsa. It's a Tanai in creating the Kol Dam Gvar.
Yisrael was Muchsak.
What?
Yisrael was Muchsak first.
In which case, though? According to who? According to the Rashba, according to the Kesem
Mishnah. Kesem
Mishnah,
he definitely was.
Right. So,
I mean, even according to the Rashba, he still was up first. He was still in his Rishus.
No, the Rashba's point is that the latest, it never really was in his Rishus, Inyan, this thing.
So in the coin, can never really grab it,
yeah.
Because that's never in the coin's Rishus either.
Yeah. So he can't do that.
In which case, the guy can always grab it back from the coin.
Right.
I mean, the Rashba thinks for the Rambam at Takfal Kohen, Ein Motzi Miyodo.
Right, but why? Ein
Motzi Miyodo by Bezdin. It doesn't mean that if the guy grabs it back, Bezdin's going to say, oh, don't give it back to the Kohen.
Right. But Takfal Kohen, so Bezdin's not going to allow you to take it out of his Rishus.
Bezdin's not going to take it out of Rishus for you. Bezdin's not going to get involved.
And they won't let you take it out of his Rishus, right? If they see you grab it, or
they see him grab it from you. That's basically saying the din is that so long as the Baal could keep the coin away, he gets to keep it. Once the coin grabs it, then that's the end of the din? Does that make sense?
From Bezin's perspective, yeah. If the coin now comes to Bezin and says, this is the case of Safik Bechor and I was Tofes, finds the Rambam, he keeps it.
There's no way for the Baal to be Tofes, there's no way for the Baal to possess it.
Yeah, how does the Baal get it?
I mean, just the possessing of, I mean, the Shemini will put it, so it should be, Bezin can't grab it back, but in that case, Shemini just can be a continuous cycle and whoever gets to that.
I don't know if the Yisrael could be tokef it back from the coin.
Why wouldn't he be able to?
Because
Are you sure?
I don't know. I was thinking about it. I think the Pasha says that. No, the Pasha says that. It, take it back? I'm not sure.
If Emotim Pasha, that means we don't force the coin to go back.
Right. Maybe he could, if he comes and takes it back and it's in his Rishos, then.
The question is, how does that come to
what?
That's what we were saying. To explain the
Emotim, right, it's a claw that Bezdin uses when you come Bifnei Bezdin.
Right, so Israel would be to give it back, and then they come back
what?
After Bezdin dealt with Israel, you can't take it back anymore.
So if the Kohen comes in holding the Bechor Behema Torah?
That's why you probably can't take it back.
Probably can't?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right, so that was going to be the next question.
Right. That's
how does that
right, I'm just not sure which way it cuts for the Rambam. It's not clear. It's not clear. It's really a double suffix. We were reading the Rambam in Shir, and we did Kol Dam Gvar that it stays. Right? It's possible if you take a more liberal view of Motzi Mechaveiro Olav Araya, you could say, no, it goes on forever. I don't know. I'm not sure about that. Right.
So now when the Yisrael grabs it out of the Rishus, the Yisrael has nothing. It's all in the cup. When the Kohen grabs it out of the Yisrael's Rishus, the Yisrael has nothing. He has no right to grab it back. Once the Kohen is taken, why the Yisrael can't take it back? He has nothing to do this. He's stealing someone else's property.
Right, so I think the Pashas is also.
Why is he stealing property? What makes it his property?
It might not be Manus. It's a subject. It's 50-50. We're not sure who goes to
it. So the same way the Kohen could grab it, this guy could grab it. Why
say that? Is there
right.
Not
no,
not
so once the Kohen gets it, by the guy,
it was just
the only reason why the first guy is showing the Rishus is because he's having
the Kohen grabbed it.
Once the other guy
grabs
it,
it's a subject. It might be used.
But yeah, when it's in his property, he has some right to this.
Either way, it's still a suffix. Either way.
No,
because it doesn't change.
It's not.
You
have no fazak and say anything. I don't care what you say. It's in my rishus.
Because it's not his rishus. And it's not
the
rishus.
Yeah, but the kind of say anything.
Yeah, but
it's
not.
It's
yeah.
Because man is good.
He demonstrated that he was the owner.
That's not
true.
But if it wasn't before, then you just stole some fazak. That's wonderful. Just because
suffix
is not.
Plus,
the
Arab is
not
his rishus.
I'm not sure. I tend to agree with you. That's what I think of Chad. There are clearly a lot of Bali Plukta over here.
I don't care who said it.
Everybody, Yossi Cohen, everybody else. Welcome. So that's the Shaya that we have over here with. So for the Rambam, the way Kol Dalan Gvar works is that we're putting it out. And we're letting them fight over it, and that's going to create a muchsakas of hamotzi mechaber al varaya. So it seems like that's very similar to the Rambam's view on takfo kohen ein motzi nosem yada. The tkifa of the kohen allows him to now create a muchsakas such that hamotzi mechaber al varaya, just like kol dalam gvar, where it's total safek. Bezin just puts it out for them to fight over it, and there's no reason why the chazaka, why this is not a raya that it's his, but his tkifa will now create a new mitzias of a muchsakos, which will now work to say motzi mechaber al varaya. So both of these dinim seem to stem from the Rambam's understanding of what a motzi mechaber al varaya is. It means that when something's in my rishus and I have possession over the chayfetz, so when I walk into Bezdin, it's a motzi mechaber al varaya. The fact that I got it through a tekifa of a suffix manos kahuna is irrelevant. It's in my rishus, a motzi mechaber al varaya. The fact that I got it based off a kol da'alam gvar, which has no svara and has no intrinsic rights, still creates a muchsakas of a motzi mechaber al varaya. So Ram seems to be l'shitaso in his understanding motzi mechaber al varaya from Takfo Kohen and from Kol Dalan Gvar, and it's just very telling that the Rashba compares this din to Kol Dalan Gvar, maybe just b'shitas Rambam, and that the Gros suggests that maybe the Ram's makar is from Kol Dalan Gvar.
Would any case not work to make something in your muchsakas? Like, why would you not with Neva?
I'm saying maybe the case, no, so maybe a case of, like we were saying on Daf Vav, where if it's Idukat Tzavach, might have a little Mavid. Right? So if I'm sitting there and I'm screaming, and it's considered, it's like it was a violent achievement, or it was a violent possession, so then we would say that it's inadmissible. Right? It has to be somehow warranted by Halacha. So Kol Dalan Gvar is warranted under these circumstances. Takfo Kohen is warranted under cases of Sveikos. But let's say Shnayim Uchsin and Idukat Tzavach might have a little mevid, that's not warranted. That's just a violent possession. So kishim that we saw for the Rambam, who holds Takfo Kohen Ein Motziin Miyado, right, will admit, let's say, in a case of Idukat Tzavach might have a little mevid, and maybe just like for the Rashba, the Rambam would admit in cases of Safek Pejon Peter Chamor that Takfo Kohen Motziin Osu Miyado. We find that for Tosfos and for the Tosfos and maybe the Ramban, who both hold that in general we pass in Takfo Kohen Motziin Osu Miyado, that there are cases that they'll have to deal with where they'll have to pass in Takfo Ein Motziin Miyado. There are certain cases where the Tfisa would work to create a new Muchsakas. So what's important is that our Gemara definitely, like we've shown him say here, implies Takfo Kohen Motziin. That's certainly the Rai of the Gemara. But Tosus here already points out that there are two Gemaras that seem to be omid b'stira to our sugya. So the Gemara in Hamikabel, in Ashoa, in Hamikabel. I think it's Hamikabel. Yeah. Gemara in Ashoa, sorry. The Gemara in Daf Kuf Beis Amid Beis in Bava Metzia. So the Gemara there has an interesting case where you have a socher and a maskir. So the maskir rents out his Beis Amerchot to a socher, and the shaila is it turns into a leap year. So I rent it to him. Let's say if I say I'm renting it to you, I'm leasing it to you for a year, and it's Abra Hashana. Turns out it's a leap year, so the guy gets an extra month. So the hefsid is to the maskir. So if I say I'm renting it to you, I'm leasing it to you for a year for X amount of dollars. So if it becomes a leap year, so it's still a shana, it's still a year. So the price isn't going to change. But if I say I'm leasing it to you for X amount l'chol chodesh, then if nisabra ha-chodesh, then the maskir gets to charge him an extra month because he's leasing it per month. Quite intuitive. What happens if the maskir says, I'm leasing it to you for a year X amount the chol chodesh. So he has both lashonos. So the Gemara has a machlokas. According to one day in the Gemara, the suffix tfos lashon rishon tfos lashon achron. But the psak in the Mishnah is certainly achloku. The psak in the Mishnah is that if you said that, so then you split the month. Half of it goes to the socher, half of it goes to the maskir. So why would you do that? So one day in the Gemara that it's a machlokas, it's a suffix tfos lashon rishon tfos lashon achron. So since we're not sure what the din is, we'll say achloku. But Shmuel's day in the Gemara is that the kimta in the Mishnah, the reason why we say achloku is because he's baba emsa achodesh. So if the maskir is tovea the socher b'emsa achodesh, so then he only pays half. But if he's tovea the socher b'sof achodesh, so the socher is pater legamri. Why? Because he already lived there for the month.
Why would the middle of the month be achodesh?
Makes sense, because you can only charge him for the rest that he has. You can only charge him for the amount that he lived there.
It seems like you not even
what?
No one knows exactly what your intention was because the deal was never for half a month.
Because you're maybe because you're muchzak now. So ask Tosas a question. I don't understand. The bav is sof achodesh. The din is kulo the socher. If I charge him at the end of the month, he already lived there. So I can't charge him now for... I can't charge him for the stuff that he's muchzak on already. He's already muchzak on having lived there. So I can't charge him for it. So it says, why? Isn't that a case of takfo kohen? Had I been tovea him in the beginning of the month, and he wants to stay there for that month, he has to pay me for an extra month. So just because I decided to be tovei him at the end of the month, and therefore the socher is muchzak on the most, that shouldn't be a reason to pater him from tashlumin. How could I pater him from tashlumin? Just because he's muchzak? That's a case of tfisa lachar leidus hasafik. Leidus hasafik is already at the beginning of the month. So Tosfos answers, v'yishlomar, the hasam nichnas beheter. Lekach mahani tfisa aso. Aval hacha lo beheter tafaskim besafik. The Tosfos is mechalik between a tfisa beheter and a tfisa bisafik. So ke'en that we saw the Rambam was mechalik between a tfisa of, let's say, what we're calling an alimus, like a violent tfisa of ida katzalach mahabla lemevid, and a case of tfisa safik, Tosfos is mechalik between a tfisa beheter, where we'll say ein motzin miyado, and a tfisa bisafik, we'll say motzin miyado. But it's very possible that you would say that the Gemara on Daf Kuf Beis is a raya that maybe Takfo Kohen ain motzino samiyada. So the other raya that Tosfos brings is from the other Kash Tosfos asks from the Gemara in Ksuvis. Case in Ksuvis, you have a shtar, and you have two edim who are chosim on the shtar, and they die. Then other edim come, say, anusim hayu or ketanim hayu. They pass the chasimos of those two edim. Now let's say you have separate verification that these chasimos are kosher. So you have verification that they're kosher. Ksav yadam is yotzei makom acher. Marn daf chaf in ksavis. And then you have two edim saying that they're anusim or ketanim. So it's a tre. So the Gemara and daf chaf amir aleph says, tre. So ukimamona hecha dekaima. Leave the money where it is. Right, Mustaver. So I have a shtar chov that says Reuven owes Shimon money. So it's trey u'trey on whether or not he's chayiv. So ukimona hecha dekaima. Leave the money where it is. The problem is Rashi over there says, yeah, but vi tafas midi v'hader asi hay v'tava minei lo mafkinan minei. Tamiran ukitrey levahadi trey amona becheskas hecha dekai. So yeah, normally it works with tovas halove. Leave the money where it is. But if the malve is toface, Rashi says, it says Bershos HaMalve. Isn't that a Tfisa Lachra Safik? Isn't that Takfo Kohen? And shouldn't that be Motzin Miyado? So why does Rashi say in Motzin? So Tosfos is very bothered. Tosfos is not fluffing service and Tosfos by us. So Tosfos has different solutions. So Tosfos, there is Mechalik. Perhaps when the Tfisa took... When the tfisa transpired, if the tfisa took place kodem the safek, when we thought that the shtar was kosher, So then we leave it Birshus HaMalva. If the Tfisa took place La'achar HaSafik, Achar the Cheyutre, then it wouldn't work. So Tosos now has the possibility that maybe it depends not on whether it was a Tfisa, or maybe this is similar to his notion of Tfisa Behatya versus Tfisa B'Safik. Maybe possible it is. No. The Gemara on Daf Kuf Beis is a chilak between a tfisa beheter, even though there's a suffix about the din. Over here, Tosas is saying that the entire tfisa was kodem leitas a suffix. So when the tfisa is kodem leitas a suffix, the tfisa is going to work. Okay, so those two answers of Tosas acknowledge that there are cases where takfa kohen in motzi and miyada. The last answer of Tosas is to be cholik on Rashi. Rashi wanted to say takfa im tafas hamalve ein motzi and miyada. This last day of Tosos, Vodi Shlomar, the Ein Nehmanin, the Lo Mekar Inan Lei, the Lo Magvin An Lei, the Lo Linyan Tvisa, maybe Ein Hanami. That Tvisa, in this case of Che Uche, wouldn't work. Bein Kodem Leitas HaSafik, Bein Lachar Leitas HaSafik. I mean, Tosos is sticking to his notion that Takvo Kohen Mutzin Miyado. It's not going to work. Once we're Mevarer, that the Tvisa was Betos, I don't care that Bishah, that he was Toface, it was done Behetar. So we have to figure out, so is the Rambam paskening based off these other sugyas that are mashma, takvo koin, ein motzino sem yado, and he's just reading them back in Targum Ara? Or is the Rambam learning from his notion of amutz mechavir olav araya in other areas like by kodal mgvar? Or is the Rambam just arguing on the raya of the Gemara here with respect to a chiluk between b'chor behema tahora and b'chor behema Behematzmeah. So I think the next number of shirim are going to go forward in Shitas Rambam and discuss the Balya Tosos, why are they machalik in certain cases, and what are their criteria for Motzin or Ein Motzin.
What's your prediction for how many more shirim?
I'd say three.
More or less.
Three.